The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Celebrating their 25th year on the air, here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on over there, Michael?
Not too much, Doug. Everything's going well. How about yourself, buddy?
Yeah, everything's good, man. It's I don't know. You know, I laugh because January's over.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, I feel like we talk about this every week, but
we do.
Yeah, but truly, it's, you know, it's just.
When it comes to this, we're the Department of Redundancy Department.
Yeah, but time marches on. But for you and I, it's, you know, and I don't say this in a negative light, but the grind just keeps grinding forward. I mean, it's just like, okay, year end, you know, close out that year, new year kicks off, you know, new numbers, new things, you know, tax season. It's just statements coming home. It just keeps evolving. It is what it is. That's why for you and I, we lift up our heads and we're like, do you believe January is over?
Yeah. And you know, yeah. I'm really excited, honestly. I mean, January, unless something dramatic happens here, you know, between this week's show and next week's show, because I guess there's going to be a couple of trading days left in January. January is going to end up being a pretty good month. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about that. And as we kick off, you know, 2023 here, I guess it's kicked off, right? We're into the game now. There's opportunities out there right now. We're seeing, you know, radio show listeners, new clients are coming in and they're meeting with us, and it's just exciting, man. It just is exciting right now about what's going on. You know, it's like we use baseball analogies, you know, sports analogies all the time. I feel like we just broke out of a slump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. 2022 was, you know, overall, it was a taxing year for everybody. It was brutal, you know, and we just had a good month here, and hopefully we broke out of a slump. What are you laughing about?
Now I'm right. See, I got to pat myself on the back here.
What are you right about?
When I told you just the refreshing to get rid of 2022 and right. Let's, you know, 20, like you're saying already, Doug, that's, you know, I get it. You know, your financial life is a continuation. It keeps right. Going and going every day, every, you know, but still, it's just nice to be able to sit here and not feel so negative about the year. Like you said, we're already a year into it, that, you know, it's been a lot more positive. It's refreshing. I think it's just mentally refreshing.
You know, our clients' accounts for the first month of the year, you know, when we look at them, we're like, hey, man, you know, some of them have some really nice, you know, returns in them. And, you know, it's really, it's comforting to see that's there. And, you know, it's just like I said, you know, once you get that, you know, once you get those first three hits out of a slump, yeah. You know, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, so does it mean we can't slide back in? It doesn't. Do I think that we still have, you know, maybe some challenges in front of us market-wise here? I do. But do I think that there's opportunity abound right now? Absolutely. 100%. There are opportunities available this January that were not available last January.
You know, the other thing, too, Doug, is you and I come on, and we're always about the data. Do you believe January went by? And I said to you to grind, the grind, the grind. But I got to say this, and you alluded to it already. We've been extremely busy, and extremely busy leading back to before Christmas. The Christmas week was one of the most busiest weeks we've had, you know, compared to other Christmas weeks. I mean, mm-hmm. it was, you know, so to me, it feels like it wasn't like, okay, January 2nd, the gate opened and everything's been thing. This has been coming before the new year, you know what I'm saying, at our office. We've seen a lot of activity, a lot of things picking up, things going on. Right, because what you're saying, though, a lot of opportunity out there. And I also think a lot of people heeding the message of, hey, take a look. Let's, you know, let's get under the hood here a little bit. And what do I need to do?
Yeah. And, you know, it is there's things out there that people can do. And, you know, like I said, there's definitely opportunity today that we didn't have 365 days ago, but we do have it today. And, you know, we need to make sure that people, to the best of their ability, are taking advantage of this. And, you know, one of the things that's very important is when you turn on the news and you go to a financial channel, odds are they're going to be speaking about the stock market, the equity market, mm-hmm. right? That's the sexiest thing. That's what everybody wants to hear about. Mm-hmm. But they're not letting you know of opportunities that may exist in the non-sexy, in the boring areas of the financial world, if you will. And, you know, Mike, do you remember back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when we would tell people, listen, one of the things that we like to do is build what we call a crockpot portfolio for you. Mm-hmm. Well, crockpots are pretty boring, right? You put the stuff in there in the morning, and some 8 hours later, whatever time frame, odds are there's a nice, delicious meal, you know, waiting there for you. And our approach to, you know, managing clients and helping them with their money has consistently been a crockpot approach to it. And we get it, and it's boring, but, you know, the bay leaf is pretty important to the recipe. If you don't put the bay leaf in there, you might get a really salty taste. Well, the same thing holds true for, and it's not the high profile thing, it's not the sexy, you know, part of the recipe, but it's really important. And now there's opportunity out there for those boring parts to really play a more important, significant role in the overall financial affairs of people.
Yeah, any other thing too, Doug, if you listen to the show consistently, I think one thing that we do a nice job of is years when the market's getting stepped on, getting beat up, and 2022 was one of those years, and whether it be 08 or 01 and the history of the show, we've always told our listeners there's opportunities out there.
Right.
And I remember back in the, like you said, back in 2000, 2001, a lot of things, the estate planning laws were back then, oh, if you have over 675 or what, 775.
Right.
You know, and we're telling people, get out there, update the wills. You just, by making a couple, change at a pen with an attorney, you might have just saved yourselves tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. We've talked about taking advantage of interest rates, because usually interest rates spike during these periods of time. So, you know, you're always big with go get all your insurances repriced.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's save some money. Where are we wasting money? So there's always opportunity out there. And you and I have always lived by the thought that if you're doing these other things and make it, when the market does turn around and your portfolios do come back or your investments come back, you're going to be all that much stronger in your financial house. We've never just sat focused on, well, you know, stock market's bad, let's go dive into the hole, that's the end of it. We've always encouraged people, take advantage of what the situation brings.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mike, I did this week, and I probably maybe should save this to what have you been up to lately, but this week I went and I did a review with a company that I have their 401k plan. And I went in there and I met with the employees, all the employees who wanted me. I spent a good several hours there having one-on-one meetings with the employees. And, you know, it was really refreshing that a lot of the younger employees, when I sat down with them, had the right mindset and attitude and said that this was a tremendous opportunity for them in the last year. And so I think my point in saying that to you is that younger people are starting to finally get it a little bit. Mm-hmm. They always want the sexy, you know, flashy, shiny, you know, thing really quick, and that's not necessarily good. But there's an overall knowledge that's expanding out there in that area. But there's still the segment of people who were, you know, 55 and older who, and that's our age bracket, we weren't educated on this stuff necessarily during, you know, our schooling years. You and I had a keen interest in this, so we've taken our education in that direction and learned about it, but a lot of people haven't. So, you know, it's just knowledge about the boring things that go into the recipe that there's an opportunity out there right now, you know, to take advantage of.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Hey, Doug, I'm going to get off beat here a little bit because I can. It's the our opening segment of the show that we talk about everything. Is I want to speak to you a little bit about the economy and because I just speaking to a client and just, you know, talking back and forth. And he said to me, he goes, you know, I don't know if I see this economy going into a recession or as bad as they're saying it's going to be. What's your feeling on everything, the economy? It seems to me there's a lot of it's just not your usual downturn that we've seen historically in the past. I just have a different feel to it, but I'm not.
I'll tell you exactly what I think. This is my opinion,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. Okay. That's what I'm asking. What are you feeling?
We are going to see a cyclical recession. And you may never have heard that terminology before because I probably just invented it. Okay. And what I mean by that is that in your typical recession, it really slows down and impacts the overall economy at one point in time. What I have a feeling is going to be happening here is we're going to see different pockets get hit at different periods of time in the economy. So I don't think that you're going to get your classic recession where, boom, it all happened at once. What I think is you're going to say, hey, you know, the technology sector is improving right now, because the technology sector got pretty much lumped up pretty bad last year, right? I think you'll see, and I'm not making, this is hypothetical, you'll hear technology starting to do better, right? And then you are going to hear, I think at the same time, you're going to hear that real estate has slowed down because interest rates have gone up and it's made purchasing real estate more expensive. But on that other aspect, you know what that does? You know what increased interest rates does? It helps the financial institutions be more profitable. So this is where you're going to see, you know, I just think it's a different setup right now, because the reality of this is still the impact of coming out of all the financing that was done during COVID, another unprecedented time. So I don't think that we're going to get your father's old recession right now. I think we're going to see cycle through the economy in different phases. I know that was long-winded. What do you think?
No, that's well said. And yeah, I'm just not feeling it. And to me, I like to you know, to me, it's touchy-feely, what are you hearing type of thing. And in the past, over the years of doing the shows, when there was a downturn or recession, we'd get calls, and we feel the pain for our clients, right? How many times you walk into my office, I walk into your office, hey, so-and-so just called, he lost his job,
right?
He's being laid off. And it's like a gut punch to us. You know, honestly, we feel the pain, or we'll get calls because people know we're out there involved. Hey, Mike, hey, Doug, my son, so-and-so is looking for a job. You guys know anybody? Keep your ears open. If you hear something, would you kindly, you know, and I'm not hearing that.
Right.
And thank goodness, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the one to me that really hits the kitchen table.
Well, we've spoke about it 100 times, right, Mike?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a 4.3% unemployment rate in your household.
Yeah.
You're either employed, 50% employed, or unemployed.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, coming off the heels of 2022, did the stock market take a shock? Did people's investments take a shock? Check. Yes.
Yep.
Did real estate, you know, market take a hit? You know what I'm saying? With the whole interest rates? Yes. But I'm not seeing it in the employment. And to me, okay, so you get your statements. I'm not poo-pooing it, but okay, they're down this month.
Mm-hmm.
They're down this year. Okay, maybe your house isn't as worth as much as it was. But the job is really the breath that drives it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have a job, if you don't have the money coming through the door, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not as rich as I was a month ago. I'm not as rich as maybe as I was a year ago, but I'm working, I'm doing things. So to me, I'm not seeing it but I know there's areas that are going to get hit. So I agree with you.
So here's kind of like the catch 22, if you will, Mike, right? We're not seeing that happen. But what we do know, and it's there's no arguing to the other side of it, is that inflation was brutal last year and it's still pretty strong right now. So when you have the cost of goods rising and interest rates rising at the same period of time, that can damper areas of the economy, right? There's no getting around it. It absolutely can. And it will. I'm hopeful that it's how I predict it to be cyclical because I think that would be better off. That's almost like the terminology soft landing that we used to hear so often.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug, what you're saying about interest rates up and prices up. Okay, so if I'm working, how do I combat that with my wife? Okay, maybe we do a little something less.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't go out to dinner this Saturday night. Maybe we don't do that extra drive trip or something that we were going to do, you know, the two nights somewhere, something like that. You cut some things. I lose my job, different animal, right? It's all things freeze, all hands on deck. You know what I'm saying here?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, no, don't book that vacation. We're not going to, you know, order out food. We're going to go the cheaper route on things. So, you know, it remains to be seen. But one interesting comment, I know I'm kind of babbling here. Speaking to my client, he said that to me. And I said to him, yeah, but last year at this time, I never would have predicted what was going to happen with the inflation and interest rates
the
way they went.
It
didn't have that feeling either last year in January.
Well, sure. You know, 100%. So you know what, Mike? It's that at the root of it all is, you know, I heard a saying this week, and that is success is a feeling, not a number. Right? It really, really is. And what I want to do in the next segment of the show, we've spoken about this in the past, and I want to talk about having a purpose when you retire, right? Mm-hmm. Feeling successful during retirement, it's not about a number, it's about a feeling.
Right.
And I want to talk about a program or, you know, whatever you want to have that we can send out to our listeners, and they can do it for themselves if they already are retired and feeling a little lost, if you will, because it happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And if you're getting ready to retire. So let's hop to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that with our listeners. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies and major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
Folks, welcome back. I'm glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, people tune into the show and they often expect us to talk about, you know, strictly like financial related issues and stuff like that. But if you are a long-term listener, you know that we care a lot more about other things than just the investments or the financial tools. And what we really, you know, care about a lot is you enjoying your life and feeling like you're a success and doing the things that you want to do, because a success is accomplishing what it is that you want in life. It's not the person with the biggest bank account, right? It is, we have plenty of people who are a success because they've retired, they have money coming through the door, they spend time with their grandchildren, they'll go on a trip here and there, and very simple. And then we have people who are a success because they've retired and they're traveling around the world, and, you know, to them, that's what's important. So success isn't a number, it's a feeling.
Correct. And you're right, Doug. And so many times you'll talk about that. You'll say, you know, retiring, well, I can maybe retire with a lot less than you need to retire with, because my retirement plans, or my purpose, if you will, is going to be less expensive than yours. You know what I'm saying? Maybe mine is just going out in the yard and doing the yard work and doing flowers, and the grandchildren come over and that type of thing. And you may say, well, I want to go travel here, all over the place, wherever, spend more money, basically. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you could have a lot more money. It doesn't mean I can't retire or have an equally successful retirement.
Right. And the reality of it is, Mike, and I'm sure folks can, you know, just guess this, is that over the years, the several decades we've been in this business, we've seen a lot of people retire.
That's for sure.
All right. And we have seen a lot of people live retirements that are extremely fulfilling. But unfortunately, we've seen a lot that have become very bored with retirement. And, you know, at the end of the day, Mike, money isn't everything. Of course, having enough money to fund your retirement is important, right? There's no doubt about it. But if you haven't thought about enjoying your life in retirement, you could be in for a big surprise. You know, while many experience an initial rush of happiness from having like this endless amount of free time, that period, what we see often is brief, right? It's like a sugar rush.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, I think it's a two-shoe approach, right? What we're trying to talk about today, because everybody, of course, you have to worry about, can I afford to retire? Do I have enough income? We pound that into you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure you got your income set up. You got to make sure you're able to financially handle it. That's 100%. But the other side of it is what's your purpose? What are you going to be doing?
Right.
You know, what's your plans? And I think that's equally as important. Mm-hmm. I think that's 1 and 1A, if you will, when it comes to the retirement plan. I think either side of the coin can't go, you can't say, okay, I'm going to do all this and not have any money. But conversely, you can't have all the money and say, I'm not going to do anything.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Right.
Right. So we want to have Act Two planned out before we go. And, you know, so we've got this piece that we'd like to share with you. And as we talk about it, you're welcome to call in and get a copy of it. It's called Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Create the Life You Want. It's a great booklet that we have here that we want to send out to you guys. This is really important. You can't overlook what are you going to do with yourself during retirement. And so if you'd like a copy of this as we're talking, pick the phone up and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. What you're going to find out when you get this piece is there's nothing in here related to finance. Okay?
No.
It's not about money, okay? It's about life.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And so, you know, Mike, one of the when I do this exercise with some clients, the first thing in here is so eye-opening for people, right? And when you think about it, the people who you work with are the people who you spend the majority of your time with, right? So they're your social sphere, if you will, your circle, if you will, right? And we have an exercise in here that where we go through it, other than your family, who do you spend the most time with during your week? And you go through this and you fill this out. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Oh, you look like you were going to say something.
No.
Right? And it is more often than not eye-popping for most people when they fill this out, because it is, holy cow, it's the people I work with that I spend my most time with. Well, what's going to happen when you don't go to work anymore? Your social network has the potential to shrink.
You know, Doug, one of the unfortunate things about our society is the amount of time we do spend working in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just take a basic 8-hour-a-day job, 40 hours a week, which is pretty traditional, add on your sleeping time,
mm-hmm.
subtract it from 24, how much time is really left? And by the way, your 8-hour-day is not 8 hours, because it's waking up, clearing the cobwebs, cup of coffee, got to get in the shower, I got to commute. Some people have a worse commute than others. Coming home, you get out, say, 5 o'clock, 5:15, I got to drive home another half hour. So, you know, unfortunately, work does eat up so much of our time of in the day.
You bet. I mean, just think about it, you know, logically. Like, you get home from, let's just say you get home from work at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right? Now you got to unwind.
Yeah.
Right? And then let's say you eat dinner, and yeah. now it's, and you, let's just say you do that in an hour. For most people, it's probably a little longer than an hour, but let's just say you do that in an hour.
Right.
And you go to bed at 10:30 or at 11 o'clock, yeah. right? What's left there?
Yeah.
You know, so it's really important to understand that. So so we go through that. And then the next thing that this piece goes through with you is, what is it that, what qualities are important to you in the area that you're going to live during retirement time? And there's a whole bunch of different things listed here. And you go down and you list, we'll ask people, list out your top five here, you know, and make sure that what we're really doing with this booklet that we want to send to you is we're helping you build your blueprint for your retirement lifestyle.
Yeah, and Doug, I want to add that to make it clear with the listeners, it's an interactive book.
Oh, right.
In that, you turn the page and it's like, okay, write your top five in order of importance. So you're participating and writing things. So it's truly going to get you to work through, you know, putting together your retirement.
Yeah, and it is, Mike, when you think about it, it is truly, you know, a nice little blueprint for you. And these are things that I promise you most people have never thought about.
And you know what, Doug? I'm going to say this. It's fun to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're talking about plans. You're talking about things that you want to do and enjoy. So, you know, it's not like stressful. It's what, you know, get you to think about retirement. What's some of the things we do want to do when we get there?
Sure. And as you walk through this, like, here's something that, you know, the next page here, when we go to, and it says you got to find your passion. But here's just three things to make you think about that you write down here. What's on your dream list, right? What is, you know, anything you've always wanted to do? That's one column. Next column, what's on your curiosity list? What's something that you've always been curious about that you want to learn more about? And then the last thing. For me, this is a big one. What's on your mastery list? What did you ever want to master in your life, right? And when you do this, I've done this book, and I know you have too. Yeah. When you do this and you go through this, it's really fun. And when you do it with your spouse, it's, you know, it's very interesting and intriguing to see what's going on here.
Yeah, because again, Doug, it gives you a plan. It gives you a blueprint. It gives you a dream. It gives you a conversation of what do we agree on that we want to kind of go tackle and enjoy? What's our purpose in your retirement years? That's what it's doing for you.
And you know what else it does? What I found that it does is it gives you now also an insight into maybe something that your spouse hasn't told you about before, right? And then you can be supportive of them in that. You know, if they wanted to, I don't know, master something, I don't know, you know, what have you. Well, then I know that you're the same as I am. If I know that my wife is interested in doing something, like, I'll help her along to enjoy it and to be, you know, a success at it. And if you didn't know about it, like, beforehand, like, you couldn't do that. So it is, you know, it's really a neat, you know, a neat book to go through. And it really does make you think about things that you should be thinking about and have never thought about before, because we've watched people, and trust me when I'm telling you this, we have watched people retire and just be kind of lost with nothing to do. Like, what are you doing all day? I'm bored. I wish I had a nickel for every time somebody retired and said, well, I've done every project around my house and I've done all the projects at my kids' houses. Now I'm out of projects.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so... Go ahead.
I talked to a good friend recently. He was basically out of work, or just decided to take a year off along the way, and been back working years since, and said to me he was absolutely miserable. Mm-hmm. Thought it was the greatest thing in the world, going to take a break, has plenty of money, going to take a year off, catch his breath, and said he was just completely up the wall after 4 months.
You know what's becoming a lot more common, Mike, is the hybrid retirement.
Yeah.
And, you know, you call it a hybrid, like, we've got a hybrid income strategy, and that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about a hybrid retirement where people are you know, people are more youthful now than in generations past, you know, in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s, and they continue working. So they work part-time, and, you know, they have income coming in, so that's kind of like a hybrid. Like, you're not retired in the traditional sense where I don't work anymore.
Should be called do-as-I-choose retirement.
Sure, right.
That's what we see so many people are doing.
Right.
Well, I'm doing a little of this. I do that because you want to. You know, I have a friend. I'm helping him out. I go down 2 days a week. You know, that type of thing. It's not like, well, I need to be there 9 to 5 every day in my new career.
Sure. And then, Mike, there's some people now that we've been speaking to lately that are getting into their early 60s, and they're not quite there yet to be able to completely pull the plug on retirement. But grinding it out in their career is not important anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know that I still need to work because, you know, the medical insurance aspect of it until I get up to Medicare is an issue, you know, to come up with the payment for that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get out of this grind that I can't take anymore. I'm going to go get a job at some place that I enjoy that offers some sort of medical coverage, and I'm going to do that. It's happening more often than, you know, than people think.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so these are all things that we work through with you. And, you know, one of the things that we're, you know, big on is the non-financial related stuff to make sure that, you know, everything's lined up and going, you know, going along. And, you know, last thing we want you to do is be bored and watching, you know, what's going on in the financial world all day long. We want you to, you know, have something, you know, to look at. So there's a lot more in this book than we spoke about here, you know, during this segment. We'd love to send this out to you. It's our compliments. Please don't be shy. It's called Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Create the Life You Want. We want to send this out to you. It's, you know, there's no cost or obligation to you. And we want to, you know, we want to get this out into your hands and see if, you know, see if you can utilize it for yourself.
And Doug, I just want to stress, I think it works hand in hand with your financial planning retirement, right? Because if you know what you're going to do, well, do we have enough income coming through the door to do the things we want to do?
Right.
So it's hand in hand for a successful retirement.
Yeah, it really, really is. It's the twofold approach, and it really will help build out the blueprint. So again, you know, nothing financially related here, just lifestyle related. So we want to send this out to you. Pick the phone up and give us a call, 855-262-3722. And get the Retire on Purpose piece. Anything else you want to go over, Michael?
I think we covered it.
All right, fine. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. And, you know, I hope that you call and you take advantage of the opportunity to get the Retire on Purpose piece. It really is a very, it's a nice piece to go through, to sit and go through, give yourself something to do and go through it. And it really is, it's very valuable, don't you think, Mike?
I mean, absolutely. It's enjoyable. It's a great way to do something for your financial future, your financial house, whatever you want to call it, you know, planning your retirement. And it's the enjoyable side of it.
Yeah, so it really, really is.
You know?
Yeah. So pick the phone up, folks. Give a call, 855-262-3722. We'll drop that in the mail to you. Leave your name, your telephone number. We'll give you a call and get your mailing address, and you know, we'll get it out there to you for sure. So we're to the segment now, Mike, of what have you been up to lately? And there's been some, you know, a lot of activity going on. So you want to kick it off?
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, and again, I always, you know, what's going on and not necessarily drill down on one case, but what's been going on at our office and what I'm seeing and what I've been doing, and I know you've been doing it also, is seeing a lot of corporate employees that have done very well, accumulated quite a bit of money, taking that big step coming in with us and setting the retirement plans into motion.
Sure.
What, you know, with planning my numbers, going out, I'm thinking at this date, really kind of putting it all into gear. Now, the interesting thing about it is working on a few of those, I know you are too, and I always try to say to myself, when things, and we've always said this on the air, things come in clusters, right? Unfortunately, sometimes people pass away. It's like, oh, I'm working on settling 2-3 estates right now. So I always, you know, what, obviously that's death that causes that, but what's causing this? And I think the economy and last year's market has triggered these events. I think there's people that are saying, all right, I have all this money. I've seen it take a little bit of a hit, shock, if you will. Where am I at? What happens if there is a recession? And they're coming through the door and saying, hey, I need to get some concrete plans in place and have the game plan in my hand.
Not uncommon.
Yep.
We know if we go back and we look at each time that we've seen, you know, the market get, you know, beaten up a little bit or a pullback in it, it's not uncommon that we get, you know, a large influx of people because they do start to worry about it. It's funny. It's not funny. But when you go back and you listen to the shows, when the markets are all time high, we're yelling at people to do this before. Don't wait until the market goes down to do it. Do it before the market goes down. But you can't do that anymore, right? So, you know, the old Chinese proverb, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. So, you know, let's get out there and do this. And so to your point, Mike, yeah, people are now saying, yeah, you know, I want to, and not necessarily people. Recently, Mike, we've been seeing people, you know, 60 years old, not ready to go today.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you know, maybe 5 years down the road from now, and are understanding how important it is to have that all set up, and if there's any protection strategies you can put in place or anything, you know, like that, that you could implement for yourself now to ensure that bad markets don't disrupt your plans, you know, to pull the ripcord and retire.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, Doug, because a couple of folks I'm working with are in that 60, 61-year-old age bracket, and they want to know, where am I at today? Shorter. Not so much even 5 years. They're talking about a shorter duration of pulling the plug and wanting to know things. And, you know, and rightfully so. I mean, we've been talking about that forever on the show is, you know, let's get it going. You know, start. To me, after age 55, looking at where am I falling retirement wise? Although you're still accumulating and doing things and still maybe not even thinking about going out, it's good to start knowing your benchmarks and where would I be at age 60 and where would I be at 62. And what we find is people do it and they get that relaxed point when they know they can successfully go today if they had to.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes work becomes less stressful. Their plans, their worrying becomes less stressful about, you know, what's going to happen financially to my family. And it becomes just a lot more enjoyable those years and they pull the plug on their own terms.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and that's the best, right? When we can do that. And, it, you know, it really works out well. I had a review meeting with clients this week, Mike. And, you know, I spoke to these people. This is coming up a lot lately for people who are getting into the retirement age zone, if you will, 57 to 65, 55, 65, like you spoke about. They own life insurance contracts, okay? And so the conversation with this one client that I had this week was, in their instance, they owned a $200,000 life insurance policy. It has $46,000 of cash value in it. And, you know, basically said, you know, I think we're going to get rid of this thing. You know, let's do something with the cash value. And I said to them, well, why do you want to get rid of it? Mm. And they said, well, we make a premium payment on every month. We don't really need it. And, you know, and I said, okay, I get it. You don't need it. Do you want it? And they're like, what are you talking about? I said, well, let's think about this, you know, specific scenario right here. You've got a $45,000 cash value. Your retirement, we've never calculated this into your, you know, your retirement. Your retirement's fine without that cash value, mm-hmm. right? And let's instead consider keeping it. Let's call the insurance company for what's called an in-force ledger. Tell them we don't want to make any more cash premiums on payments on this policy. And they looked at me like, you can do that? I said, well, you may be able to do it. I don't know. We got to first call and, you know, and find out. And I said, then if it does, then we just leave it sit there. And it's going to be, in this case, $200,000 of income tax-free inheritance for your children, you know, someday. And they're like, well, we didn't think about that. We only thought it. I said, of course you didn't think about it. Nobody thinks about it. And he said to me at the end of the meeting, I'm really glad that we brought this up to you, because if we didn't, we were just going to cancel it and take the money out.
Yeah. You know, Doug, within the last year, okay, a little more than 6 months, we've had two clients pass away
mm-hmm.
that I personally handled for us. And the conversation came up about life insurance that they had.
Yep.
And it was about saying, chucking in the towel. And you know, my gut reaction always is it's so easy to say, I really don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't think of yourself passing away. You don't think of anything, you know, and thank goodness they didn't. Okay. To make the long story short, but I think you got folks, if you're out there and you have life insurance and you could afford it or whatever the case may be, just don't cash it in, as Doug said,
or right.
Paying this premium. Is the premium, you know, like, where does that premium fall on your cash flow? Is it really killing you that you can't mm-hmm. live? You know what I'm saying? Because I just want to reemphasize how important life insurance truly is. And,
oh, yeah.
And when something does happen, the thank goodness that comes out of it, you know, and it's so easy to be, you know, penny wise, pound foolish.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, it's, you know, a lot of people buy life insurance. Well, first of all, as a society, we're underinsured.
Yeah, and I want to make one point.
Go
those
ahead.
Two folks, neither one of those clients purchased a life insurance
oh, right.
through us. They had it when they met us.
But great point.
So it's not like, oh well, he's here peddling, like, you know, don't do that.
Yeah, same. No. Good point, because yeah. the guy I was talking to on this week too, they didn't purchase. It was purchased a long time ago.
Right.
You know, well before they became clients of ours. But you know, as a whole, they're. You know, society is underinsured. And take it from me, who firsthand can tell you the value of life insurance, because my father died when he was 46 years old. So I know firsthand the value of it. Yeah. But as you get on in life, then, in my opinion, it becomes a financial instrument for you. Mm. All right? While you don't, quote unquote, need it,
yeah.
you might want it, because it's added money that you can leave behind. And, you know, for
you're paying a premium and you've got that death benefit, it might be a really smart thing to do.
Yeah, it, as we always like to, you know, give our analogies or whatever we want to call it, is it's another tool in the toolbox.
Right.
And we know from our experiences that when, you know, the one client I'm talking about, it was a $500,000 policy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a state that was very large.
But yeah, he didn't need it.
But just that, and by the way, that was the first amount of money that settled on the estate.
Well, you know, that's the other point,
you know,
right?
So it was an immediate, as we were working through all these working through all these other things, that check was already in the checking account.
And for this particular one you're talking about, it was a business owner, you know, so they need cash.
Yeah.
Right then and there. And you know, you were talking, Mike, earlier about how the you know, we're a lot of corporate employees that are coming in now to thinking about this. We've also seen a large influx of self-employed people, you know, people who own their own businesses coming in. You know, I spoke earlier about how during the week I was out and I was doing a 401k review for one of the companies that we do their 401k plan with. And also, you know, medical insurance expenses have gone up, you know, 401k plan administration expenses have gone up. These are all things that we can help you take a look at and see if it makes sense for you to alter or make a change with.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so what else have we been up to this week? It's been busy and it's been awesome, no doubt about it. So a client called me up and they need the, you know, tuition dollars, you know, sent out. Yeah. I love that telephone call, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, you put a plan in place to accumulate money to save for college tuition for your children, and then, you know, and they're there and they call us, and it's really rewarding to send that tuition payment.
You know, Doug, and we've talked about this before on the show, is that I have a very close friend that was one of my original clients when I started back when and did the 529 plans when each child was born, and we're two children. We're graduating out the daughter in May, and every dime came from the plans. It's great. I mean, it's just so rewarding. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, send out another check.
Right. You know, and it's you know, and it's great. And a lot of them, by the way, you know, just so people know, a lot of them you can send directly to the you know, to the institution, you know, and it makes it, actually that's the IRS's preferred way, and that's a lot of the institution's preferred way to get that done too. But it's just, it's so much fun, you know, to do that and to go over, you know, everything, you know, with people on that and just to get, you know, get that up and rolling.
It's such a great feeling. A financial paying for college education is so stressful.
Yep.
The paperwork, the loans, the if there's loans, paying, the money's due. It's due this date. Hurry up next semester. Just to be able to say, make the call and it's paid for.
Right.
It's fantastic.
You bet. You bet. You know, you stuck to the plan all along. Good job. Congratulations. You know, and there you are and you're ready to go. So that's, you know, that's something that's really, you know, very, very rewarding for us, if you will.
And it is a neglect area, Doug, for people. That a lot of people fail to plan for that type of planning, or they don't take the appropriate action. They kick the can down the road. Oh, the baby's 1 year old. Oh, we have 17 more years left before college. So when you see it happen, it's special.
Yeah, and when you get, listen, when you get that rocking and rolling early in life, You know, those $50, $75, $100 a month contributions, you know, there's a potential there for them to add up to a lot of money at college time.
And Doug, and I know our listening audience is not per se early 20s, you know, like.
No, but they have grandchildren.
That's all I was just getting ready to say. If you're out there, you have the grandchildren, you have your children, get them going.
Yeah, I got an email from one of our clients this week, and I've got to give her a call back. New grandchild, exactly this, going to buy some EE savings bonds. Do you think this is smart? So we got to call up and, you know, I got to talk to her about the goals and the objectives on that and, you know, tell her why, you know, some other options that she could consider, you know, before going out and doing that. But there is, you know, that's still on people's minds. And, you know, I think if that's your mindset, you know, should I run out and get some, you know, government savings bonds? I think you might want to, you know, explore options on that.
Nah, that's the old joke, right? Remember back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
I always used to accuse you of still having your communion bonds.
It's not an accusation. All right, listen, we're going to hop to a break here, and we'll come back and wrap up the show. Want to remind you, though, before we go, if you'd like to have the piece we were talking about earlier in the show, Retire on Purpose, pick the phone up, give us a call, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. We'll drop it in the mail, send it out to you, our compliments. Happy to get it to you. We will be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Wouldn't you agree, if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
Folks, welcome to the final stretch of the show here, and we're really glad that you've invested some of your time here. And you know, Mike, let's face it: when people take the time to listen to our show each week, first of all, is they're paying us a big compliment by listening to the show. Right? The show's been on the air for 27 years. That doesn't happen by accident, and it doesn't happen, you know, without our listeners, you know, listening to the show. So, you know, I just want to, you know, say thank you, you know, very much for listening to the show. You know, we're very grateful for you listening to the show and, you know, the years of dedication you've given to us.
Doug, I think that's one thing you and I we get. If it wasn't for the listeners, the show, and also our clients,
right?
And so many of them came from the show, right?
Correct.
So you know, we wouldn't be who we are and doing what we do without that. So we get it, you know.
Yeah, we really understand that. So, you know, we wanted to say thank you. But the other part is that if you've taken time out of your day to listen to us two knuckleheads talk, you know, obviously money's on your mind. Okay? You're not listening to this show if you're looking to hear about, you know, the Giants. You know, it's just you're not. So with the reality of the situation is that you've listened to this show because you have an interest in money or money's on your mind. Well, I want to implore you to take the next step and pick the phone up and have a complimentary consultation with us with no cost or obligation. It's on your mind.
Yeah, Doug, great point, because we feel the show's brings education, right?
Right.
We don't talk about specific things. We try to educate. And we also say, if you said to me, Mike, two words that describe the show, education and action.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we try to educate you, and we try to get you to take action with it.
Right.
So, like you're saying, if you're listening, you accomplished one. You know, you know. So now is what are you going to do with it?
Yeah. Unless you're listening because your employer put the radio on and you're stuck listening to this channel. You know what I'm saying? Which is possible. Could be doing you a favor.
I have somebody one time that says, where I get my haircut, your show's on. I hear you whenever I go in for a haircut on a Saturday.
Oh, we got to be careful we don't say anything crazy and make them slip with the scissors and cut the ear.
But seriously,
No.
In a barbershop.
Yeah, no, I know. There's no doubt about that. But
You can call in for a complimentary consultation. There's no cost or obligation. We've got offices in Clark, Martinsville, Parsippany. We got an office in Toms River, meeting facility in Manasquan. We're old school. We'll make a house call. We're modern day. We'll do a video, you know, a Zoom appointment. Whatever works for you, we're here to make it easy. But you have to call us. We can't call you. And the number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick that phone up and give us a buzz. We want to sit down with you. We want to meet with you and see if we can help, you know. What's the worst case scenario? We spend, you know, 45 minutes or an hour together. We get to know each other. And if, you know, and don't be surprised if you come in and we tell you you're on the right track. You're doing a good job. Congratulations. Because that certainly has happened a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, that has happened. And, you know, like we always say, people worry about, you know, is there an obligation? What's going to happen to me? You know, you don't like what you hear. We can't get along or whatever your story may be that you don't want to move forward. I always say we part as friends. Keep listening to the show. Keep enjoying the show.
Right. But what I want to tell you is that, you know, don't be surprised. This is who we are. Like when you meet us, there's nothing any different. It's not like that we're, you know, some sort of altered, you know, personality or something on the radio. These are the two guys that you get. And, you know, we sit down with you and we find out what's going on. Because that's a question, too, that we get from people. Will I be meeting with one of you two?
Yeah.
You know, and the answer is yes.
Yes.
You know, absolutely. No, you know, no doubt about it.
Fortunately or unfortunately.
Well, fortunately if they get me, unfortunately if they get you. So, no, in all seriousness, folks, we want to meet with you. We want you to take advantage, you know, of the opportunity to come on in and sit down and let us review your situation with you. Anything else you want to add this week, Mike?
No, I think, Doug, it was a nice show. And again, it wasn't, you know, too financially heavy, right? We're talking about getting your retirement purpose together.
Listen, money's important.
Yep.
Let's not mince words. It is absolutely true. Money is important. The money needs to be there. But what's it for? What's it all going to do? That's what's more important.
Yeah.
You know, and if we can help people figure that out, then we can take care of the other stuff for them.
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to wind it up for this week, folks. Again, the number is 855-262-3722. Don't be shy. Pick the phone up whether you want a copy of the Retire on Purpose piece that we're giving out today or you'd like to have an appointment. Either way, feel free to pick up the phone. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.